At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Ohio State has won the national championship. Mikey V back with the shirt. The D-man is on the horn as well. Fellas, best day of the week, Tuesday.
Yeah, some would say it's the best day of the week for us. We're recording on a Saturday. I mean, looks like a fucking horror show in my basement right now. Yeah, I got dolls. That's why we do babies
stuff. Oh my god.
The kitchen, we're just finished. The kitchen's just getting finished. It got backlogged like 2 weeks because the wedding we had in Mexico and then the trip we had, Joe. So it was like 2 weeks put behind. So now it's like the final stretch. There's just shit everywhere.
A lot of rental at the VA household.
It's because the kids, man. Kids just, when you have kids, bro, like Joe, you're going to stockpile so much shit. Like, there's just going to be so much extra stuff that you have. Like, it's just going to build up from gifts. Like, the gift giving's out of control. Grandparents and
We didn't do a shower. We didn't do a shower.
You're going to get whacked, though, Joe, because everyone that visits is going to bring shit for the baby.
No, but Joe said he's not doing birthday parties.
Yeah, that's true, too. Until the little man was seven, I believe.
Well, no, I meant like birthday parties with the kids going out to like, hey, you're not going to go like, what are you going to go bowling? I talked to my buddy the other day. He's got a five-year-old daughter, 13 kids at a gymnastic spot. That sounds like a fucking horror show.
But, I got news for you. That's what having kids is. That's what having kids
13
is.
13 kids? You're responsible for one kid. Then all of a sudden you're responsible for 13 of these little tykes running around a gymnastic spot?
No, because the parents go with them when they're little. The parents.
I don't know, Michael.
I do because I'm a fucking parent. I'm telling you what happens at the birthday party.
You're a parent that cares.
This is insane, bro.
You're a parent that cares. Some parents just drop the kids off and they
can't, though. They have to have some places when they're real little like that, you have to have a guardian with you. They don't let you drop off a three-year-old kid and just walk out the door.
Five-year-old, maybe. And what are you going to do? You're going to tell the parent, oh, you better come over here and watch a kid.
No, you got to listen.
You got to take care of the kid. You got to watch him.
If first of all, little D's going to be in a class with like 15 other kids.
He's going to be a smart kid.
Yeah, that aside, I have no doubt he's going to inherit dad's brain. I think he's going to be a smart, sharp little kid. But I'm going to say this. When you go to these birthday parties, Joe, that's what it's first of all, there's one almost every other week because there's, there's 20 kids in the class.
You've seen him. Mikey has a different birthday party every.
That's insane, man.
You got to tag out, though. Like, Holly will go 1 week. I'll go 1 week. It depends. Like, now, Gabriella's got one today. It's a Saturday we're recording on Kentucky Derby Saturday, by the way. Top five Saturday the entire year. Anyway.
Was it, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got something to say later about that.
He does. He's got something to say. That's why.
I got something to say about it, too.
No, well, it's actually my sell week. I got
to sell.
You were going to sell the Derby?
That's not what I'm selling. Could be.
Because Joe's definitely selling the Derby. Cat's out of the bag there.
Fuck, I was going to sell the Derby.
Okay, you sell the Derby,
Both
Bob.
You guys are I'll wild.
I can switch.
You know what? No, you can. It is. I want Bob. I want Bob.
Do you
want
to talk about it now?
I will talk about it now because you know what? I think it's one of the most overrated, overhyped, over-discussed. Nobody knows a single thing about horse racing the entire
Jersey. Respect. You got to respect the Don.
Don. You know what? The real horse race people, they're a bunch of sideshows. If we're being honest, the real people who watch like Dickie Gass, these are a different grade of people who are
Mike, watching. I don't know if you saw that. Dickie Gas has just been called the sideshow, is what just took place.
I'm
Like, you
saying
know, the
like
gas
the
hand.
degenerate
Dickie Gas is a
horse
sideshow.
race.
Joe's the
No,
fucking main event.
listen,
He's the main attraction.
I love Dickie Gas, but I'm saying the horse race people are a bit off.
I'm gonna let you guys just go off and cook why the Derby's overrated, and then I'll count.
But
there's
all these other
races. I disagree more.
There's the Belmont Stakes. There's all these races. Nobody pays attention, and then the Derby comes around, and it's like all this hype for 5 minutes. The race is over, and everything's done.
Yeah, well, people. First of all, people do pay attention to the Belmont and the Preakness because they want to see if they're gonna get a Triple Crown winner out of it.
How often does that happen? Once every generation.
It doesn't happen often because it's a very hard thing to do in sports. But I'll say this. You're selling the Derby. You're saying it's a 1 5-minute thing. It's not, though. If you follow a little bit of horse racing, and even if you don't, if you just want to have a little fun, like, there's races at Churchill Downs all day that you could bet on. Like, it's an all-day affair. It's not just one race. Like,
But the TV coverage for the average person watching is the main race, which is 20, it's like 45 minutes to an hour hyping it up, and then they show all the horses, and then the race is 5 minutes.
If you have the ability to bet the main race, you should have the ability to bet the other races. And if you don't, I'm wondering why you're watching, because, like, it's not fun to just, I guess if you just want to tune in for that race, that's fine too, but
that's what most people do, I think.
And I would assume, I've never been to the Derby, I would assume that, I guess, kind of like a golf event, maybe this way more though. Like, people who go to the Derby, I think there's a few out there that are really watching every single race. Like, I think
it's
just like a total. Yeah, I think it's like it's a dress up thing that people go.
Yes,
but
no,
I do. I was going to sell the Derby too, because I do agree with Joe that I think there's this big hype to the big race. Now, it's fun betting the other races. I don't disagree with that, Mikey, but it's like the main race, the thing that you build up for. It's like, at least with the Super Bowl, there's this crazy, ridiculous, long buildup, but then you get 3 hours of it. The Derby, it's there
three
and
hours.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So that's three and a half.
Do you guys believe in certain events that signify turns of the season? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, to me, the Derby was always, it's the first Saturday in May every year, which in this area of the country is like, that's when the weather's finally starting to turn. There was always a major prize fight at night back in the day when Pacquiao was still big and Mayweather was still big. They always had like a championship fight that night. So you got the Derby leading into a big prize fight first Saturday in May. It was Cinco de Mayo weekend usually. It's like kind of like, I don't know. It was kind of like a seasonal thing. Kind of like I feel about opening day for baseball. Kind of how I feel about
opening
week one
day
NFL.
For baseball is very special.
The Masters is the only one for me that it's like it indicates
the Masters
the start
is
of
another
spring.
One. See, I think that the Derby is up there with like greatest traditions in American sports: Super Bowl, Masters, opening day, Kentucky Derby. Like, I do put it on that tier. I do.
When
I do
people
put it on
are
that
like
tier.
pick three of these like things you would go to, and they have like Super Bowl, Stanley Cup playoffs, World Series, and they put the Derby in there. That is the first one that I am kicking out.
I get
now,
it.
I will
I get
say,
it.
Mikey, I think if I actually went, I bet
you
would have
it.
A lot of fun.
100%.
It's a different experience than me sitting on my couch trying to bet on a horse.
Have you
I
ever
have no
have,
idea?
Have you ever been to a big horse race at like a big track?
Not to a Derby.
Knowing Joe, he would go nuts.
Before,
he would love it. He
before
would
the
it.
UFC fights in Miami, my dad loves going to the like to go bet on the races. He hated it. Now, granted, we were 0-10 on the day.
Yeah, we lost every race.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there is now. You will see a day where the D-man and somebody's gonna pull up this clip. It's gonna be him at the Derby with a triple-breasted suit on,
seersucker lavender suit,
and he's like giving his picks for the Derby.
He's holding out his mint julep with his pinky out like this.
Those mint juleps are good. I'll give him that.
Yeah, they are. You're not kidding about that. You know what else is good? That Derby polo by Breezy Golf, which you can get on breezygolf.com. Nice
polo.
I just got mine yesterday. In time for the Derby, Bob.
And I'm surprised that it beat the transfusions, because the transfusions should be there. But Mikey, I'm serious.
We'll see. Those transfusions are coming like Christmas, Joe. Look at that. Look at that guy. He looks like a villain from an anime feature. Look at him.
Can we send that shirt, Joe? Can we send that to Bone? I the beautiful thing of the Derby is it does give you time to to look back to the Jersey Jerry. Like it, for me, it's an excuse to put up Jersey Jerry videos of him with the
Yeah.
horsing
The
bone. If he
Perez
could,
outfit too, by the way, last was it last year when he went for
Perez
Moto?
likes, Perez likes the Derby a lot. Perez,
Oh,
like, he likes
that's
that red
but
carpet
that's
shit,
a, yeah,
dude.
that's a thing though too. Like, you know, Virginia, like I that's like that's wheelhouse for down there. That's I don't know. I'm not surprised, Bob, that your dad likes it because horse racing and boxing, I feel, are those two sports that the older generation really like holds on to. And I have a certain respect and appreciation for that. That's why I try to remain somewhat into
But
it.
he does get a kick out of the guy that he's not, though, is like he gets a kick out of the guy that Joe said that's like slapping the paper that's there like every
Oh
day.
yeah, it's
He at least is once
ridiculous.
in a while, but I will say I think those are the greatest characters in the world. Like that's a dream for me is to see those guys. Those
Yeah.
guys are out of their
That's
fucking
what I was saying. They're
mind.
batshit crazy.
Oh,
No,
for
they
sure.
I mean they are. And
Me
I've
too.
seen Dickie Gas. He go remember he took us
Gas man is.
he took us to a horse track after we
Oh,
went
you
to
have been
the
to the
Audi
horse track.
Club.
That's right. That's right. We went to the
Yeah, and
Meadowlands.
this guy went to bet on like a couple races that nobody even knew. We went completely out of
The
our way. Remember
worst
that?
bet of all time was when we were at Mikey's house. He had us bet. What was the name of that horse?
Oh, I forget. That
Oh,
horse.
Mikey, what was the
Oh,
name?
the
I
name
think
was
that.
the name
Broke
was
his leg
Never Stood
coming
a
out of his
Chance. Never Stood a Chance.
That was a tough deal. Oh,
That was
but
bad.
I would love
I
to
don't
know what
remember
the
that.
name of
Yeah.
that horse.
Dick might
You
remember.
would.
He might.
Oh, I
I
bet
don't know.
it
I
was a
don't
funny name.
know.
Oh man. And then he told us to bet the horse. We didn't even know the race started. And we mentioned the thing. He goes, oh yeah, he lost. What do you mean we lost? We just put the bet in. He's like, yeah,
Yeah.
he already lost. Now,
Yeah.
Dickie Gas, and I do love the Gas man. He's got some serious issues. He's gonna have. He
He's
does,
gonna throw a
man.
fit when he listens to this episode, but I it's not it's
Yeah,
listen,
he's gonna
it's
send the
all
nasty
the sideshow.
the nastiest text message in Audi Club at Joe, probably. That's
Oh,
what he
but
always
why
does.
am I Bob just
I don't
called him
know.
crazy
I know, I don't
too?
know.
Oh,
Bob
crazy.
escapes all of it,
No,
Joe.
but why am I the one who always gets a flame to the
because here's the deal.
fire?
Because I think there's a lot of pent up energy with you and the gas man,
You think
but
so?
oh yeah,
Fascinating.
they've gone at it
They
50
have.
times.
They have.
And the word sideshow is enough to piss
I
him
just
off
called him
more.
crazy,
He's
Bob.
crazy. He's crazy. I
What's
stand by it.
the difference?
Well,
There's
he's
a difference
crazy.
between crazy. Sideshow's like a freak.
Correct. If you called you, Joe, you could call me crazy. You call me crazy all the time. If you called me a sideshow, or if you called me a hardo, I
All right,
would be
I'm a
pissed
sideshow
off.
myself. Well,
Mikey,
how about
Mike,
that?
the hardo got Mikey bad because
Oh.
throughout the week he'd be like, "This guy's a hardo." Now, Bob,
Yeah.
that's a hardo. Like you
The
could tell a
best. I just
hardo.
feel like there's so many guys out there doing hardo things, and it's just like, what about these guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
No,
not
there's
the
a lot
only
of
one
hard.
out there.
No, well,
Oh,
that's
you're in a
you think
large
that you do
community of
anything that's
hardos.
hardo, Bob, at all? You think
Wait,
you do
what?
anything that's hardo?
No, but I told you I'm soft. I'm soft as tissue
That
paper.
doesn't mean anything, though. I'm not trying to get a cop out. I'm saying, like, do you think like that you do anything that's relatively
He
hard? Oh, maybe
does.
not. I gotta be honest. I
I
don't
don't
know.
think he does.
Yeah, I don't
Like
think I
when he
do.
goes to the gym, he doesn't post the pics. Like
he has, but it's like he's making
not
fun of his
real.
hair or something. He's
Yeah,
smart.
it's not
Very
really.
smart. Very
Mikey,
smart.
you're in a large community of hardos, so it's not really like you're the only
You know,
one.
Joe, you're gonna have everybody in that Audi chat up your fucking ass now, buddy.
By
Everybody's
the
gonna
way,
want a piece.
I get a lot of shots taken me on that Audi
You
Club chat,
do.
and
You
I don't ever rustle the like stir the pot. Like,
No, never. Never
Oh,
once.
D,
Never
come on,
once.
no, D man,
He's never
D.
rustled any feathers, he was gonna say.
I love those guys. And by the way, I do like Dickie Gas in the sense that he does his own thing. He's his own man. But I gotta tell you, man, when we all were on that the Browns pick that one time, and he's going
That was
against us.
bad.
Go
I
on the
admit.
Steelers. It's like shit like that. It's like he's doing it just to stir the
He
pot,
doesn't
man.
care.
No,
Like
he doesn't.
he doesn't care.
He's not a
Doesn't
rider,
care.
and he's not
No,
like at
no.
all. He'll want it. So the thing, he'll want to like before if especially if we know we're going out to watch a game, we're going to a Yankee game or something. He is the first one to say, "What's the party bet?" He is the first. I'll give him
He
that. He is the
gives a
first one.
bet.
But he is like, I think it's Jet. That is it, like he goes in on all these other things that you don't know about, and he'll hit them, and you'll be like, "Well,
Sure.
where was that? What happened with
Sure.
that?"
You'd be
And
like,
that'll get frustrating.
Bogarts hit a home run today. It's like, what are we doing,
man?
Like
Bogarts. He loves like a Nestor Cortez prop bet. Like
strikeout like over under.
Yeah. He's got and he parlays all of these things.
He's got like a Trent Grisham over under total bases bet in like a correct same game. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I don't even know like how that works. He's deep in there. He's deep in the trenches.
He is. I would love to know the name of that hork. Catching Kittle.
Yeah, catching was Kittle. It is.
How did you pull that out of your ass?
Was it?
You don't know two of the first 10 presidents, but you could remember that shit?
That was bad. That's amazing. That was bad. I know.
Yeah, but that's a great pull.
Catching Kittle. I think that's what it was.
Because it was a football Sunday, and Bob was like, I like the name. I'll ride on that. And then the horse was done before we even had a chance to watch it.
I would have never gotten that.
That's insane, Bob.
I never would have got that.
Bob's like the beautiful mind guy. He's like, he pulls shit out. No, Bob, it's not a bad thing. It's like when there's something deep buried in there, you can pull it out. It's impressive.
Yeah. One of my favorite stories is Joey D trying to go to the NHL Stanley Cup.
I did go.
Oh, we know you did. Is this last year with Celsius?
He calls me.
No, this was before the Celsius.
This wasn't the Celsius box.
The Celsius box was great.
Where Joe was
what
wearing,
a great guy.
He was wearing a different hockey jersey every day. He was like at the Golden Knight game with the Joey Goldgun.
That was gifted to me, Bob. They're both gifted to me.
And he had.
Yo,
and
then, I take so, bro, that's hard, though. That's hard, though.
No, it's not hard, though.
Yes, it is, Joe.
No, it is not. You know why?
You wore a jersey with your own name on it.
That's
it was gifted to me. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Tell him respectfully. Can I just get like a dry fit
Rocky
t-shirt?
Rocky Ryder gave me that jersey when I went to the game. Rocky Ryder.
Do you think?
Oh, you mean Rocky?
Rocky.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
What am I going to do? I'm not going to wear the jersey. It's not like I went and bought it and put the name on my back.
Do you think Mikey would have worn the jersey if he got it?
100%.
And by the way, the Panthers jersey I wore because Celsius gave me tickets. And then when I went in, they're like, can you do a photo shoot? And they handed me the jersey.
Photo shoot. Now it was a full blown photo shoot.
Not a photo shoot. They took multiple photos. What do you want to call it?
A photo shoot.
Yeah, sure.
What it is, Joe.
And they handed me the jersey. Can you put this on? What am I going to say?
Not going to say no, that's for sure. Get kicked out of the Celsius suite.
It's not a hard-o move. It's not like I went and bought my own jersey. And I took so much slack for that from these ass
clowns. Well, you know what the problem is because, you know, you come out as a very passionate Vancouver Canucks guy.
I cheered for them for years, man.
But you have to understand from the Canuck faithful, all these Canadians that rally behind you, you're the pride of Vancouver at this point. When they see you put on another hockey jersey, that's like sacrilegious to them. Like that's their bread and butter. That's like you converting religions, Joe.
Hey, D, that's a fair point. Right.
I understand what he's saying, but it's not like I'm out here actively rooting and cheering for the Florida Panthers.
Unless we got a little wager on him, though.
Well, that changes a little.
Oh, dude. If I took shit for going to the Dodger Yankee game and not wearing any people were so, which by the way, I thought was ridiculous.
People are always up in arms about something. Everybody's got to take a chill pill, man. Like it's everything is flabbergasted, exaggerated, over the top.
Wait, what did you get shit for?
You didn't wear a Yankees jersey.
When I went to the World Series game, I didn't wear a Yankee hat
on?
No.
I saw you the Yankee
hat. He was scared.
I was scared. Come on, get out of here.
It's not going to Philly.
Dodgers fans are crazy.
I wasn't scared. I just didn't want to bother with it.
You didn't want to get heckled?
I didn't care for it.
Oh, Michael.
I tell you what, ridiculous.
Hardo or not, Michael would have worn his team's stuff.
I don't doubt that. He would have had a foam finger on him.
Yeah, I tell you what. One of the scariest moments of my life. I'm not even fucking kidding. Was in Happy Valley. I went to a whiteout game at Penn State, Ohio State, Penn State. One of those whiteout games at night where the kids are all in. I had a fucking red Maurice Claret jersey on. And I was in a nice section. I was in like a Buckeye family section. Yeah, real nice. But yo, these fucking kids were, I'm glad I walked out alive. They were throwing bottles. It was fucking mayhem. It was, and they didn't give a shit. Like, and I'm a big dude.
People are going to be like, Bob, support your fucking team. But Mikey, if you could do it again,
Would you want to deal with that, or would
no,
you not?
I was in my early 20s. I would never do it again.
Right.
Ever. Ever. I would go and just like, maybe I would wear a hat. Maybe.
Sure. Sure.
I would not want to wear anything
ridiculous.
Like
dude, when
yeah,
I
but bro, wear like, your own I just don't feel stuff. Like dealing with getting in a fight. I can't, I don't want to get in a fight.
But
you know
why,
what I'm saying?
Why are people so aggressive? You're allowed to cheer for
know.
Who you want to fucking Correct. Cheer for. It's not like you're defaming their team. Like that is, it's preposterous.
Dude, I would never, I can never see me in a stadium. Like if I would go to a Yankee stadium, home team, I'm wearing decked out Yankees for sure. I would That's never true. Be the guy that's like yelling at a guy in a Dustin Pedroia jersey. You know what I mean?
Tell you
what
who would be that guy.
Mickey Gass. Dude, when that clip
I
popped
respect
up,
him for it.
When that clip popped up of him
Devils?
At the Devils game and he's like screaming at the Rangers. Yeah. The fact too that it's a Devils game, like the Devils fans, like to be a Devils fan, you get it.
That
it,
takes a certain level of dedication, you know?
Correct.
It now, they've been a successful NHL franchise.
Mean, they were tremendous for years.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Like the hockey historian. I love when Joe gets the hockey because he gets so fired
I mean,
up. I love that.
Patrick Elias, Travis Zajac.
Martin
I mean,
Brodeur.
Well, yeah, they had, they had
Scott Stevens.
Scott Stevens,
Scott Stevens
was
a problem, dude.
Glad you said it because I was going to say Scott Stevenson.
I was going to say Scott Steiner. Papa Pump.
Whit from Spitting Chicklets, I had mentioned to him that I root for the Islanders, and I said I'm not too big into hockey. He started talking to me about like playoff hockey and all these players, and my hockey knowledge is just not there, and I didn't know how to tell him that. No, I just didn't know how to tell him that. I don't know. My hockey knowledge
is not
good.
Yeah, but he seems like the guy who probably would find that funny.
Oh, he's the best.
I think he'd probably bust his balls a bit.
Yes,
He don't mind getting under your skin.
No,
especially on the golf
hockey
course.
Guys are different,
Correct.
Bro. They're so,
they are.
Every hockey guy I've ever interacted with is like just the chillest fucking ball breaking guy. I haven't met one hardo in the hockey world. I'll say
I
that.
Asked
Not
him.
One.
I asked Keith Yandel, who's also on Spitting Chicklets, when we play with him. I asked him. I was like, "How come?" Hockey guys, like it's never like the NBA. NBA people want out of their teams, they're pushing their way into different teams, all of that stuff, free agency type stuff. Like how come it's not like that? And he said that with hockey, that in the locker room, if you pulled that shit where like you're trying to force your way to another team, you're out calling people out in the media, that they would be all over you in the locker room. Where like NBA or other sports, they wouldn't do that, which I found interesting.
That is interesting, and it's also interesting that every hockey player has like great hair too. That's also interesting. I feel like every hockey player looks like Joe to a certain extent with the hair. That's a compliment. That's
I'm
a compliment.
Why are you
they,
laughing?
They all have the long like.
Yeah, they got the
these
flow.
Guys, they always have
the
flow,
wings,
man. It's just unreal. Hair. It's unreal. It's not. It's really. It's not fair. It's really not fair, is what it is.
They're good looking guys too.
They are, man. And I say it every year, Joe, and this year especially. NHL playoffs never disappoints.
No.
It never does. It's always so fucked. These series are crazy. One night this team blows the team out. Last night the fucking Jets goalie couldn't. He gave up five goals in
one.
He's one
fucking of the
period.
Best goalies in the league, Michael. He's
you
really
know, say he's a big
good.
Choke artist, Joseph, in the postseason.
They're gonna win that series. They're
I
gonna
hope
win.
So.
It.
I hope
you know
so.
Who
well,
I,
we'll
what I don't think is bad. I mean, we're hard on the NBA, but the NBA playoffs isn't that bad.
It's
I
been
actually,
exciting to watch.
Yeah, I enjoy.
Certainly
it.
Better. I just think that it's such an insult. It's so much better than the regular season. It just makes you think how little they
oh,
give a shit about
sure.
the regular season. So it's like, how do you keep people like hooked all season long? I didn't watch many regular NBA. I maybe watched one.
I agree with that.
Season, I just
when you watch the way that they're playing defense, it's
oh,
like it's
yeah.
embarrassing to think some of the shit that you saw in the regular season.
Yeah, because they take it seriously, and the refs now are putting their whistles away a little bit. They're letting them play pretty tough.
I like
the
yeah,
Celtics.
I like that.
Celtics Knicks series is going to be really fun to watch.
You think so? You think the Knicks
yeah.
have a shot?
I don't think they have a shot. I think the Celtics will beat them, but I think it'll be fun to watch. I think Cleveland's the best team in the East.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I have Celtics tied into so many futures. It's going to kill me if they
I
lose.
Got,
Cleveland
I got,
is a problem, bro.
I got I got the Thunder in a future.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
They've been
Dean.
Great all year. How many games have they lost? 12?
They're
oh,
young,
they're unbelievable.
Too.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
They've been the longest sponsor with us by far,
behind Windex.
Well, Windex. I always wonder if they'll like send a lawsuit my way. You know what I mean?
If anything, you're doing them a favor.
Why would they sue you?
The way I did it, I was saying whip it, wipe it, clean it, spray it. I put that shit on everything. So like, you know, everything. Maybe, you know, who knows.
If they're gonna come after you, Bob, they just
they would have by now. Yeah,
parasites. These people, you know
it's a good thing they don't have a Hardo running their campaigning office.
True.
Windex Hardo.
A massive Hardo, just windows from fucking front to bottom in the office.
And then quickly, because people are gonna want us to talk about it. Dave Portnoy announced Barstool Internet Invitational is out August 12th, August 16th. Pretty fucking unbelievable. I think it's going to be a monster. The roster that we have right now, I'll be honest, we haven't gotten a single no yet, which is incredible. There's like two people that were waiting for RSVP. So we put together what we thought would be the dream roster. There has not been a single no yet.
It's going to be tremendous. I'm just hoping my baby's born early, Bob.
Nervous. For the time that it's going to be recorded, it's right by when the demon, and you know what, Joe? Duty calls. I mean, you're going to have to do it. Like, you're going to have to go.
I'll be there, but I just need the baby.
I meant if the baby is born, you're going to have to go to the baby.
Yeah, I think you meant duty calls as a father, Joe. For Joe's sake and his marriage, we may want to clip that, Mr. Anderson. We may want to
I thought you were going to say cut that, because that wouldn't go too well with Nicole.
My God. Oh, no, we have already talked about it in excess. We talked about it in excess. I gotta be where I gotta be. I mean, it is what it is.
Joe,
you're not playing in the NBA finals. I mean,
I understand that, Michael, but I have a certain duty. But that being said, I'm gonna say a novena that the baby comes early.
All right, so Joe, this is like a little Scotty Scheffler Masters situation. Joe, if
yeah, it's exactly like that, actually.
I can't believe he said that. I thought he was talking about, I got to be there for the baby. He's like,
well, no, I got to be both. I got to pray that the baby comes early. I don't know if I got to bring her to medicine woman to like pray that the baby comes early.
I was
going to
say, I could see them going to like the final checkup before she's due. And Joe just talking to the doctor or the midwife and being like, you know, how could we speed this up a little bit? Is there any tricks we could do to speed this up a little bit?
How can we induce childbirth early?
Dave, let me ask you something. All right, let me ask you something, Dave. Honestly, you're at the Internet Invitational, okay? And it's you're making a run.
I have a chance to win?
You're making a run at this thing. Like, it's going to be you and two other people that are in it, okay? Let's say I'm in it. You know I'm going to sputter out. Okay, you got a real shot to go win this thing. Okay, final day. Nicole calls you in the morning. I'm going into labor. What? Honestly, Joe.
Look at his face. His face tells it all.
What is going to happen there, Dave?
Well, no, the due date's the 8th, so I think the
No.
We don't want to bring in due dates at all. Correct. We're just talking about this exact scenario he just gave you. You have to go based off of that. Forget about due dates. Forget about trimesters. Forget about all this. Let's hear about it. Let's hear the decision that gets made. You get the phone call.
Now I got to go see the baby. I would try to go get the baby, be there, support her, have the thing, and maybe fly back for the afternoon the round, and then
he's gonna get a helicopter to take him.
Oh man, that would be unbelievable. Oh, dude, that would be unbelievable.
The baby
we
is the
have
most
Big Bird
important
in the
thing of
sky.
any.
I repeat, Big Bird is in the sky.
Oh,
The
God.
baby, the
Coming
baby
down.
is the baby is the most important thing in my life. So that's it's
Good
not even
answer.
close.
Good answer.
But I would try to find a way that I could finagle.
Did Dave switch the dates on you, Pete?
I didn't hear about a date change.
Oh, no.
I thought
Oh.
I now Bob, I missed a phone call that you guys were
Correct.
in, and I said,
Correct.
let me know if there's any developments that I am not aware of. I didn't hear a single thing. I didn't hear nothing. I on the calendar was late August. I'm in the clear. There's no
Dude,
worries.
he's been awesome. Like when we started talking with him, I didn't know if he was just gonna like, you know, it was everything would be catered to Barstool, and I didn't know if he knew too
No.
much about us. He has been the best fucking partner
I don't
that
think it
we could
gets
have.
better.
Dude, he's fucking awesome. And he kind of knows that this is our wheelhouse and like he'll pick our brain on a lot of stuff. He's been incredible. He really is. And to come full circle with that, especially with me with the whole Barstool thing, is unbelievable.
Is this
He's the
surreal a little bit?
oh, but yeah, it's the craziest thing. But yeah, he's been awesome. Baby D on the way, fellas. Before we go into our buy or sell, which now is going to be interesting, let's touch a little bit on Ask Bob. And can we cue the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Mikey just perked right up. Nobody loves this segment more than Mikey, man. Mikey,
That's not
at,
true.
dude, you
The
lick
people
your
love it more. They do.
Mikey.
There's a
You know
lot
am
of
I
comments
wrong?
on
They
last
do.
week's
They do.
episode. A
A lot of
lot
comments.
of comments.
A lot of
Hey,
comments.
I'm a team player. I'm a
You
team
are.
player. I'll put
You
but
are.
Mikey perks right. He loves this segment. Play the music. Ask Bob two questions. Go ahead. D or Joe, up to you guys who you want to start. Dumb fucked.
I did last week first. Do you want to go first?
Now I
Ahead.
don't know if this is insulting or if Bob's going to get this really easy or if this is like,
So
I don't
by
know.
the way, because he says that, it's going to be wildly insulting,
No,
though.
I don't know if it is, Bob. I had two different questions I toggled back and forth from, but I will go with this one this week. Bob,
Such a fucking idiot, dude.
I'd like you to tell me, Bob, how many syllables are in the word rhinoceros?
Four.
Oh,
Four.
you got it,
What an
That
absolute piece of shit, dude. That's such a piece of shit.
is that
It
is
really
thoughtless.
is. It's just scumbag behavior, dude. That is just absolute scum. Spell apple. Crazy. What's the other question you had, D?
I wanted you to name me three countries in Asia.
All right, Mikey, next question, because it's a two question.
That's right. There's only
There are
two
two,
questions.
and
Right. No,
it's
he's
a
right.
two question.
He's
It's a
right.
two question.
He's right.
It's
He's
one
right.
and one.
He's right. I should have asked that
Okay.
one,
It's
man.
one and
Damn it,
one. It's
dude.
one and
Bob,
one.
I'd like you to name me this specific species of
Oh,
this specific species. This is Bobby Biology. This specific species of seafood that I'm about to give you, okay? A fish. Water-dwelling creatures, we'll call it. The specific species that includes crab, lobster, and shrimp.
Oh, we went from
Bob, that's
syllables to
the question. That's
species. It.
I got it. I got it.
All right.
The specific species.
Like
Yeah.
what? These all fall under this specific group
Of
species, if you
seafood.
will, of seafood. Yes. Shrimp, lobster, and crab are an example of this.
Crawfish, too.
Crawfish.
I think my answer is gonna be bad, man. I this is what I this is my best guess, but it's gonna be bad.
Go
Well, you wanna know what I got on my mind? Is that my final answer?
Yeah, that's your
Yeah, I
final
mean, you
answer.
can
Yeah,
get
go.
multiple answers, Bob.
I'm thinking mammals. This is the worst, bro. This is so bad.
This
Bob, all right. I'll give you a hint. It's, well, first and foremost, it's not mammals. All right. I'll give you a hint, Bob. Bread has this.
Huh?
Bread has this on it.
What?
Bread, the word that I'm looking for, the species, it starts with a word, and the word is in, it's something that bread has.
Oh, you're not gonna get
bread
that.
Has on top.
You're not
of
gonna
it.
Get that.
Oh, pizza has it. That's better. Pizza has it.
What is the part of the pizza?
Right,
Paul?
It's a part of the pizza, not the cheesy and the saucy part. The other part.
The bread.
Yeah. What else is that called?
What though? Is the crispy part called?
Right.
The crust? A crustacean. Yeah. A crustacean.
There it is. But you got it, though. The important thing is that you got it at the end. You did.
I
got to
be honest. I think that might be one of the funniest moments in Brilliant Dumb history.
Yeah, the mammal. That was. Yo, honestly, I'm in tears. I have tears flowing. This is the greatest thing we've ever done.
I saw.
I'll
check our Reddit often because like sometimes them just fucking dismantling us, but sometimes there's some good stuff. Like they'll be like, you know, we want to see this more on Bible Sports, so I'll always peek at it.
Right.
I go the other day and the topic was just like, how fucking dumb is Bob? And then people are like, where did you see this? And like, oh, all the shit, like, thank God for his personality because he's dumb as rocks. Like, just fucking dismantling. That's fair.
I'd rather have the personality, honestly.
I think so too.
Personality goes a long way.
Personality does go a long. And by the way, not bad. You went 1 for 2. It's not like you went 0 for 2 today.
That was bad. The answers.
Yeah, the mammal. Oh, that mammal. That mammal.
Mammal. That's a clip if I've ever seen
good
one.
God.
The mammals.
The Andersons already got that one sniped up.
All right. Oh. That was good. Listen, Bob, you batted 500 today at the end of the day.
Bob,
you went 1 for 2. You got to look at it like hitting stats. It's got to be looked at like hitting stats. Like you're
crustacean, that's so fucking bad, man. That's so bad.
It's all right.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
My dad called me. He's like, you know, he's like, the terrible thing is, he's like, I know it's not a bit. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, somebody said in the comments yesterday, like, man, they got to stop with this bit stuff. And everybody just jumped the kid. I didn't
they
have
know.
To say
yeah.
The faithful, they just jumped his ass.
Which that's is tough. Good. All right.
Chew him up and spit him out.
Let's go into our by ourselves, trying to think of another.
You want me to go first since you guys already
did? Yeah, if you could. All right,
I'm selling this. This whole situation, bro. I'm selling this Jax Ulbrich, the son of Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator from Atlanta. He got the phone number from his dad's iPad, the Shedeur Sanders, to make the prank phone call. I'm just selling this. They find the Falcons $250,000 or $300,000, I think it was. They find the coach, the father, $100,000. And people still like are in some kind of an uproar. Like this kid needs to be, they want this kid to be like criminally charged with something. It is so, these are the same people, by the way, the same people that if somebody kills somebody, like these are the same people that defend like people who commit like capital crimes, they'll defend those people. But this kid, he should go to prison because he made a prank phone call. It's so outrageously insane. I don't know if you guys remember or if you ever listened to Bob. Did you ever listen to the Jerky Boys, like those guys who made prank calls? It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like that was like a form of entertainment back before the internet, back before like we had any social media. That was like a prank. They put out CDs of them making legitimate prank calls. Like
there used to be soundboards with like Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. That you
yes, yes. And those were fucking hysterical. And it's just like, man, we have just... they hear a certain name and it's only because it's Sanders and it's his family, because a bunch of other guys got prank called too. It started leaking out. What's his name got prank called? The tight end from Penn State got prank called. Another kid got prank called.
Oh, Warren?
Yeah, Tyler Warren got prank called and a couple other guys got prank called. But it's because it's who it is and they latch on to it, and it's another thing to just add to the story and add to the story. And it's just, the kid cost his dad $100,000, and Jeff Ulbrich to me seems like he's a hard ass. He doesn't seem like some little pushover guy. He played linebacker in the NFL. I doubt very highly he's just going to let his son skate and there's not going to be repercussions. Man. But like for people to call like for his head and like it's not enough, like just please God, like they act like they were never in their teen years or 20s and made stupid decisions. I mean, look at us. I mean, we're still making dumb decisions in our 30s. I mean, it's like, you got like, who's perfect? They had too many perfect people out there. I'm selling the whole reaction to it. I thought it was so overblown, man. So overblown.
Yeah. And you know what? He did a really stupid thing. Like it's very dumb. It's really fucked up to Shador to where, like, you know, he thinks he gets drafted. But I do agree. He made a really stupid decision. Yep. I'm sure it'll be handled. He's a young kid. He made a stupid, stupid move. And like you said, I'm sure that guy, that he's going to handle. He does seem like a bit of a hard ass. Like, yes. He ain't going to go into it. Because now he embarrassed him. He fined his, you know, the organization.
His employer. Like, yeah, I mean, there's no way the kid's getting off with nothing. No
Michael,
problem.
As a fellow hardo, how would you handle that situation?
There'd be a price to pay, man. There'd be a very big price to pay. I also can appreciate the fact that I was also once 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 and made some of the worst decisions of my life in that time frame.
I'll tell you what, if his worst decision is prank calling someone and not going out and committing a crime.
Exactly.
And you know what? Exactly. He's not that far off.
Hey, exactly. What's the latest with you? You brought it up a couple shows ago, Mikey. What's the latest with the girl and the dad who apparently slept together and they're suing now?
I'm pretty sure it was all bullshit. And now you don't hear anything about it. You heard a couple guys. I'm not going to mention who because everyone knows who, but the big name guys in our space apologize. I saw some apologies out there, formal apologies from these guys. And it just, there's certain things that like you could talk about, but you don't talk about in a certain way. Because if you do and you hop on that side of the train and it's on the internet, it's there forever. And then, you know, if it comes back and these people want to go after you, they go after you. And now, you know, I don't know what the status is with any of the lawsuits against the shows or anything like that. But I did see people backtrack.
You know what's kind of scary is like anybody can sue anybody. Like a lot of people do. When I thought Connolly was going to sue, he told me he was going to sue me for leaving, for not wanting to work in his company anymore. I was too naive to know that. I remember calling my lawyer. I was like, I don't know what to do. Had no money. I thought I was going to have to go to like my version of somebody suing me is like going to like a trial at the time. Like I was very naive.
Right.
And he said to me, he goes, look, does he have anything to go off of? No. Like contractually, like you would win. Like you should absolutely win. But anybody can sue anybody. And doesn't mean that he won't at least take you to court. And then you're going to have to go through that process. So that's scary. So you just got to be careful because anybody can sue anybody. And a lot of times people go after a lot of money. There was a guy who's a friend of the pod. I won't name it. His dad told me that like they had like these neighbors find out who he was.
Right.
And then something happened with their lawn and they tried to sue him because they after they found out and
everybody's looking for a handout these days, man. It's fucking joke.
The dad was like, you know, they probably think that we're just going to pay it because we could afford it. He's like, fuck that. He's like, we're going to count. We'll
good for him.
I thought that was
Listen, what's right is right. And there's a place in the judicial system for any kind of civil litigation that's legitimate. But I mean, this is the difference between today and back in the day. Back in the day, you know, people just settled it man to man. Now I'm going to call my lawyer.
It's almost election day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
You know what I always think about is if you put the D-man in court, like when the other...
I'd love people... to represent myself.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, man. Yeah, that's would. The shit I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you would.
That's the good stuff.
You know what reminded me of? I started watching that Law Abiding Citizen, Bob. It's pretty damn good. I'm halfway through.
Not for nothing, D, but I like to pat myself.
He represents himself. He's all caught up with the law. It's pretty good.
Have you finished it?
No, I'm halfway through. We got to watch the rest of it today. We started it last night.
You got to the steak part with all the trimmings?
Yeah, why did he kill the inmate, though? I didn't understand why he killed the inmate.
There's a method to his madness, Pete. There's a method to everything.
Well, there's a method to everything else he's done so far.
But isn't that cool that he starts off as this good guy that everybody's rooting for, and now he turns into his... And by the way...
I mean, the scene of the guy in the warehouse, Nicole looked at me, she's like, what are we watching? Yeah. You know, we signed up to watch Saw. Now, luckily, they didn't show anything, but I was like, oh my God.
But D-Man, am I not on a little bit of a roll of giving you some heaters?
I'll tell you what, you've been...
Is that Bob, right?
Yeah.
Bob's been on a roll, and more than that, he's been on a roll in the golf course the last two, three rounds we played. He's been striping it. That comes to my bye this week. We walked the course the last couple times. Walking the course just is a lot of fun, man. For everybody who wants to ride the carts, if you have a caddy, I know you're not... You're not a caddy guy, Mikey, but you have a caddy who's going to your golf ball, and all you have to worry about is walking up the fairway. It's a nice kind of feeling.
I would be interested in walking. I have no issues with walking.
It's nice.
I don't even mind carrying a bag.
By the way, Bob and I are in a bit of a heater. We won the last few money games. Bob's playing some golf. I hope it translates over to the next film trip, Bob, because if you play like that, a lot of people who've been giving you slack, they're going to realize this kid's putting in some work.
What are you shooting, Bob? Low 80s, high 70s?
We're playing as a scramble.
Oh, scramble.
So.
Yeah.
But we've won the last two matches.
Yeah.
Did we not, D?
People were making fun of me saying that I'm just taking Charlie around for money games, which, I mean, we play every week at my spot.
He's playing against him.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. I've learned a lot from him. All he wants to talk is golf. So I learn a lot of feels from him.
It's almost like you're getting a lesson from Tiger himself for free.
Bro.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm serious. He's just, what is he doing? That's Tiger's son. He's regurgitating
knowledge.
He's regurgitating all the information that Tiger gave him.
Off like a baby bird. And the mom's just like regurgitating out the worm into his mouth.
Dropping worms right into his mouth, little worms of golf knowledge.
He tells me every time before he, like after almost every swing, he'll come to me and be like, what did you feel there? What was that? And he'll say, this is what my dad tells me. So one of the best
things
that
doesn't bother you, it can't bother you either.
No.
Because of who you're considering the source. If that was like a regular guy, you'd want to kill him.
Correct. That is correct.
He was talking telling Bob about the spin right the other day, and Bob looked at him like he was explaining the science behind the cosmos. Bob was bewildered.
Like listening to Mr. DeMar talk about nuclear physics and relating it to Joe's marriage.
There is some things where he tells me I'll be like, Charlie, like that's a little too much. I can't work the ball. I can't do all of these things. But he gives me stuff that really, really helps. But me and the D-Man are on a little bit of a roll.
I like to see that.
Because usually all we do is lose.
Shocking.
Like, oh,
yeah. I forgot to ask for money the last two times after we won. I finally went up to Jet and I was like, oh, I think we won. You got to Venmo me.
Mikey,
you know what we did? We put the 100 on the Yankees -1.5 yesterday, Mike.
Mikey.
That's a winner.
Cutsy comes to the golf course yesterday, and there's like all the caddies there, starters, and he just yells. He goes, "Ha, fuck, dude, I'm such an idiot. I forgot my teeth." And I'm looking at the starters, and the caddies looking at them. They're just like, "What the fuck does that even?" You know, like who says that?
How's Cutsy looking? Cutsy's dialed in, isn't he?
He's a player. He takes a lot of shit. He's a fucking player, man.
I'm telling you, I saw it firsthand. Now. Now, he was having some trouble on the greens, but the approach, the tee box, I mean, this guy was putting it on the money,
he talked
man.
About starting the series, which I think would be awesome. And it's a shout out to Riggs. Riggs from Barstool did a series called the Hater Series. And they get these guys that talk shit online, these trolls, and they have them come play Riggs. Oh, they haven't put out an episode in a while. It's fascinating.
I think he just filmed three in a row.
Oh, is that so? How'd you know
I
that?
I saw on his story, he said, just finished filming three Hater Series in a row. So they got a bunch coming out.
I think it's the best series that would
hit
on
with Joe. That would hit with Joe.
I was going to call it Joe versus that's... your average Joe.
Well, we might fix the name a little bit. But
might need a little tweak. But
we're
going to
tweak.
It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Yeah, average Joe's.
Yeah. We're going to tweak that a little bit. But I like the concept. I like the concept.
I'll tell
a
you
lot.
What, I think I could take down a lot of these guys who talk
Joe versus Schmo. That would be good.
Oh.
Joe versus the Schmo. That would be good.
But I do think that Joe is definitely better than a lot of the guys that talk shit. Yes. So the best part about the Riggs series is there's bad blood. When they show up, it's like these trolls. Like, first off, their producer, Brandon Jones, has told me that with the trolls, they hit them up all the time. He said it's almost impossible to get them to show up because they don't want to be known as the internet troll, even though that's what they were doing. When the time comes to it, then they don't want to show. You give that with the D-man, and he keeps the pedal on the metal where he's not. You keep that bad blood. Have me and Perez just like announcing it, watching. I think you got yourself an awesome series there.
So I'm not riding in the cart with the troll, I'll tell you that much.
No,
that would be funny, though.
I do, too. I don't know if that would happen.
There'd be some hands thrown.
I think we would have. I think that could
be. You're going to fight the guy, Joe?
I mean, no, but you never know what could escalate.
Mikey, Joe could have been the guy.
I think you need some security, yeah.
Joe could have been the guy at Penn State that threw the bottle at you because he had the Nittany Lions.
I would never. I'm a loud supporter fan, but I'm not a. I'm not those a confrontation.
Those kids
fan.
At State College are wild, man.
They're wild. Man. Yeah. But I will say, with Penn State, sorry to take a shot, but Penn State fans think that they're the only football team that exists. They are very, they're diehard, but it's like Penn State.
That's all the Big Ten. Michigan, Ohio State, they all think that they're like the center of the universe.
Well, one is Joseph.
Oh, yeah, there he is. There he is.
For now, anyway. For now.
Mikey, your online class at Ohio State, like, how much did you take that class just to say that you were a Buckeye alum?
It's a full reason why.
Go ahead.
Have you been on campus?
First of all, it was a professional development. Like, it was actually something that related to my actual career, so it was beneficial for me to do. And it was a pain in the ass. And I only got an A- in the one.
That's good.
Better than what I ever sniffed. But I had worked my ass off, and I thought I would have gotten an A, and that was a little frustrating.
Wait, but so you did do the class to say that you were a Buckeye?
100. Oh. Well, number one, it was paid for. My job paid for the courses. Like, my job paid for all my college for professional development. So that's why I didn't finish bachelor's or master's until I was already working for 5-6 years. I like didn't you know I got a job first. I didn't go to school first. I did
right.
Jobs. But yes, that's the reason why. Yes,
is to say that you were a Buckeye.
100%, 100%, bro. I always wanted to go there since I was a kid. It was an opportunity. I couldn't physically go there given the circumstances.
Have you been on campus?
Yes. Okay. Multiple times. By the way, national champion coming to the Breezy in Virginia. Got two guys from the national championship team coming.
Really?
I didn't know this. Talk to me.
Josh Fryer. He's a big fan.
You should get the freshman receiver to come.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask him if Jeremiah Smith's available.
Yeah, Jeremiah Smith.
Ever good enough for Joe. Nothing is.
The guy's a generational talent.
Josh Fryer's going to be upset with that, Joe, because he already thinks that you're like a celebrity. He doesn't think he could like talk to you. He's like worried about
that. Oh, that's ridiculous. Who said that? Why would you tell him that?
I didn't. This is his perception. This is what he told me. He goes, I know Joe's really big time, but maybe I could talk to him at the Breezy.
Give me a break. I'm one of the most approachable people that you can find.
Joe, I'm not disagreeing.
We'll probably be out for dinner the night before the Breezy, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, perhaps we will be.
Perhaps there you go. Bit. Probably Seafood Tower in hand.
Ah, that would be nice.
That's
be
right. Nice.
Well, I tell you what,
crazy. I don't think I'm above anybody.
This guy could take down a meal, man. He sent me a DoorDash he did from McDonald's last night. It was fucking nuts.
I'd love to see that.
What is that?
Yeah,
what
I would love to see
it was
that.
A 20 piece nugget, two quarter pounders with cheese bacon, like the quarter pounder burgers, two of them with bacon, a large fry. And something, I think a large Coke, which like to me is like, that's a lot. The burgers.
You hear what I heard about Mr. Beast is now offering anybody who can eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours, $1 million.
Yeah, I can do that.
We got our guy.
I could do that.
Michael, you could do $1,000. So in 36 hours, but you got to think like the most expensive burger is that quarter pounder with bacon.
Didn't specify
that's
though,
$10.
I could order several sodas, which
yeah, you could do sodas. And by the way, I found out that every
water?
Soda.
No,
McDonald's,
but I feel like soda.
No water.
No, you said soda no water.
No water, but soda you can okay. do. But okay. sodas, I didn't realize at McDonald's every soda is the same price.
Is
Did
that
you
right?
know that?
No, I didn't. No,
makes well, sense. So somebody was saying if you got a bunch of small sodas, it's the same price as a large. You could just add them up. But still, I mean, like the most expensive burger is $10. 10 of those is $100.
That's
you
a lot.
100 burgers, Mike.
In 36 hours?
Okay. 100 burgers?
In 36 hours, Joe? Yeah.
By the way, I have a really good contact to Mr. Beast. I know his producer. I talk to him often.
I want a million.
I just saw this on Instagram.
I want a million tax-free, though.
Mikey, no, you can't do that, Mikey. That's not how it works.
You can't change
no, Bob, why wouldn't you be like, at least try and go to bat for it, though?
Well,
at least say, like, you know.
$1 million is unbelievable.
But Mikey, if
not
I get
after
you
missing
on.
Uncle Sam gets a piece of it,
Mikey,
it ain't going to be.
Well, it's still going to be tremendous.
I'm telling you right now, there is a world, I don't want to guarantee it, where I could get him.
I gotta find who said this, man.
This might not even be a thing. Have we confirmed?
No, it is.
I'm gonna call him right now.
100 burgers is 1,000.
No, $1,000. Yeah, 100 burgers times 10 would be 1,000.
Yeah, but a burger's not $10.
That's the most expensive burger they have is $10.
Yeah, what is it? A triple?
No, it's a quarter pounder with cheese with the bacon. Oh. I was listening to this on Instagram.
It's only right I pick up the call for you. What can I do for you, my sir?
Hey, brother, I just want to let you know we're live on the Brantley Dumb Show right now. We just have a question for you. Okay?
The makeshift project.
Yeah.
Is it true that Mr. Beast offered that if somebody can eat $1,000 or $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours, they get $1 million?
That's wild that you would think I know every little thing that comes out of our ideation department. That doesn't sound like something we would do.
The Jeez. Makeshift project right here, Bob. Like it's right there.
Makeshift project, Mr. Beast offer you a million. Well, here's the deal. If that is true, I got a guy that I would like to throw his name into the ring that I think would be awesome for it. If it is true, I got your guy.
Well, listen, if it's not true, I need to see which guy. Well, like, what is this guy? What is
I sent the link. I sent the link.
Guy? That's what interests me more.
What qualifies our guy to be the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a hardo and he's a beast.
Not real challenge that you think is happening. I still need to know.
Joe, if this challenge isn't real, you just made me look like a total jerk off, Joe.
No, I just sent the link, Bob.
Mr. Beast to offer. It's coming from the makeshift pod. look, if you could get confirmation on it, great. And if so, I'm going to send you a whole thing on why this guy's the guy.
Is that Josh?
Yeah. And where did this come from again?
This came from Joseph DeMar.
No, the makeshift project.
That's where I get all my news. All of my news.
The makeshift project has a clip. I'm going to send you the clip.
Send him the clip.
I'm going to send you the clip. Okay. And if so, I got your guy. I'll give you a whole scouting report.
All right. Let's do this.
Thank you. Oh, my. Michael.
That Mikey, that's his
this
producer.
Could be. That's Mr. Beat's producer.
That he's the guy. Now it doesn't
this
sound like
would
that might
be
true.
Unbelievable.
That would be. Now who's to know? I mean, he might have fucking Tom Cruise already in his back pocket, ready
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, that's true. But
I
know,
Tom Cruise.
Saying, this would
I don't know if Tom
some.
Cruise strikes me as a guy who'd be willing to do that.
Correct.
I know who would be.
Tom Cruise ain't don't Bro, need the million that bad.
Mikey's
this would go viral, Mike.
Mikey's got the stature.
I don't care
for
about
it.
Going viral.
Mikey's
I want this guy.
He's got the audience. Could you imagine being on that call, though, and being like, but it's got to be tax-free, Mikey? I mean, you got to see my side of that a little bit. That's crazy. That's crazy ass.
It's just they could say no. That's what negotiation's all about.
I know, but then we might lose. Then we
might still gonna be like 700K, Michael.
Well, I mean, Bob, I am a little concerned about like my health just a little bit too. You know what I mean?
Oh, me too.
That's like that's no joke, man.
You would have to take a week off of work.
Not a week. Oh, I need a day. I'd need
for 700K after taxes.
I would have to go to the doctor before and after.
What would you do before? I would just like blood.
Like blood, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
like
guys, blood would be
36 hours is a lot of time, man. It's a lot of time.
Mikey, I'm telling you.
Thinking about it, like, could I do like
$100 burgers?
Could I do 10 $100 meals? That's the way I'm thinking about it in a 36 hour span. That's how I'm breaking it down.
That's
in my
10.
Head.
If you just did the burgers for $10 and nothing else, it's 10 burgers a meal.
We all learned after the Spanky's Gourmet Challenge. Shout out Spanky's.
That's only a 5-patty burger, though, Bob.
To not. But you know, Mikey did it in fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know,
Bob. 5 minutes.
I didn't want to eat for the next day.
I know.
The problem is that he would have to do that same thing like 10 separate times within a span of 36 hours.
It's hard, but I'm telling you, bro.
No, Mikey, it's not timed, so you don't have to like.
It is timed. I got 36 hours.
I understand that, but you don't have to like fire it like that. Like you could take your time eating the meal.
If you take your time, you get fuller faster. That's the problem.
Well, you would also too, Mikey. I would imagine you get time to train. So
you could also mix up some ice cream in there, some other items.
Man, I really wish my life
some French fries.
I really don't want this to be like what it comes down to.
Well, no, you don't have to do it. It's really good for the show. It's really good for viewership.
Michael,
and
what would Mr. Fryer do?
He'd probably do it.
Probably
there you go. That's how you know.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe
what would Brutus the Buckeye do?
Brutus would be Brutus. Bib in hand, ready to go. Give me the quarter pounder and let's fucking
I work. Honestly wish it was more of like just a time challenge, something that was just like a time challenge.
I think this like, plays in your favor, Mikey. If you
$1,000 is a lot of McDonald's, Bob.
Mr. Beast knows what he's doing too. He's not just throwing this.
Correct. He's not just going to give him. Million.
There's
and
been
also,
some calculations, some time,
yeah, I
some
feel
thought
as
into this.
Has. Yeah, yep.
I will say, I do think there's definitely other people in the running. If it is true, I think Mikey's got a legitimate chance to get Mikey on because I almost went in a Mr. Beast video. He asked me to go into a Mr. Beast video one time, and we were in San Diego. I couldn't do it, so there is a little bit of a relationship.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't say no.
I certainly wouldn't say no.
But the problem is, if you don't do it,
I would be very concerned for my health. I would.
Oh, I people are gonna be like, oh, Bob's doing this for views. Partially true, but I would be
mostly true.
I would be very concerned. Like by the end of it, I would be very concerned.
He would be. Mikey's a strapping young lad. You're a healthy guy. You'd be okay.
Not after that challenge. He ain't healthy. He'll gain 10 to 15
Bob,
pounds.
The guy that supersized me ate McDonald's every day for a fucking month.
But Joe, this is.
And he was fine.
But Joe,
he wasn't.
Having,
did you see his?
Yeah, he was.
I understand, but he had McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a month straight.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
He said he was.
This is
fine.
one and a half days, Mike.
There's a legitimate chance. Not saying it's gonna happen.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, there's a legitimate chance that they would give Mikey the nod. I really believe that. I'm not saying that it's over 50%. I would say it's 20-30%.
That's
I feel like I could rip through like starving. I feel like I could rip through about $200 worth of McDonald's quickly.
Correct. But
then you got to think like, man, I owe another $800 worth.
I'll tell you, Mike, 36 hours though is a long time. And
it is.
Look, with what we saw at Spanky's, man, I will never doubt Mikey in a food challenge ever again.
Now, if you put Mikey next to a gym, he could work it off and then go eat it again.
I think you'll be so stuffed that you won't even want to move. There's got to be some science behind the strategy going into
I really
it.
Feel like he didn't just put this out there without contemplating the physics and the science behind it first.
He would do it right. He would have like a medical team like with him too. God
forbid.
Oh,
yeah. Michael, you would have somebody to watch you.
Great.
All right. Well, it's a very good segue.
I'm concerned.
God, that would be cool, though.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Go, it would be. Imagine me and the D-man cheering you on.
Oh, that... Mikey, I would be getting you going, man. I would be pumping you up. I might do it with you.
No, all you right. wouldn't, Joe.
Well, we would have a meal next to you. We would eat McDonald's next to you. It's a good segue into our top five.
It
Mikey
is.
B is moving up the top five. I think the Brilliant Dump Truck Tracker said it this morning. I'm at 26, Joe at 21. Mikey's now moves up to 15, which I think before it was like 10 or 11. So Mikey V's on a little bit of a tear. You won last week's with the five fingers. I thought for sure I was going to have it after I looked at it. I made you a big mistake. I know. I really fucked up.
I cannot believe. Even Joe was shocked too. I couldn't believe that.
I thought you were shoo-in for the water.
You know what it is too? It's not even like water's like water. Obviously, to me, is a great pick. But aside from that, Bob does fucking water reviews.
And water's essential for life.
Dude, I was
like,
dumb.
He's the water guy.
I thought it would come back. I thought everybody would be out for Gatorade. I made a mistake. I did. I made a mistake. Hey, Pete, I'm putting the hand up. I fucked up.
Lord knows I've made plenty of mistakes.
Half my life's been a mistake.
All right, well, let's end. So this is going to be top five Taco Bell items right in the D-man's wheelhouse, I feel like. He's a big Taco Bell connoisseur. Since we've done that Taco Bell challenge, I like Taco Bell, but I've never craved it the way that I used to before that. It's been tough ever since that. But top five Taco Bell items. Mikey, you have the first selection. Do you want to go first, third, second?
I'll take first.
He's gonna go first. I'm gonna take the three spot.
All right.
So go ahead, Mikey.
Give me the cheesy gordita crunch at one.
All right. With my number one selection, I would like to take the Crunch Wrap Supreme.
Yeah, man, that is an absolute steal there for the D-man. That to me is the biggest. That's like the water, Mikey. The Crunch Wrap Supreme is the number one.
Damn good.
All right.
All right, so you could go ahead and lock me up for the Chalupa. And then you can give me the Nachos Bel Grande.
That's a good one. A real good one.
And back to the D-man we go.
Where is it? I'm going to go next with the Doritos Nacho Cheese Locos Taco Supreme.
It's got a good list going.
Man.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
But the Mexican pizza.
That's a good one.
And then I'll take the double decker taco supreme.
Over to Peter.
I'm gonna go with nacho fries as my next one. I think they're limited, but when they're on that list, man, they are so freaking good.
Okay, give me the quesadilla. And give me the Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
The regular or the freeze?
The Baja Blast.
Well, no, it's a big difference between the soda or the freeze. The freeze is like a Slurpee.
Mikey, what do you think, committee? Are we going to be able to do two Baja Blasts?
No, I don't
separate.
Think so.
I don't think so either, Joe. I think that's... But look, it's got to be full committee. I think it's crazy to be able to do both. I think the Baja Blast.
Soda is different. Okay. I mean, the soda is different than the freeze.
I'm going the Baja Blast.
All right.
So quesadilla, Baja Blast. I mean, D, I still think you're stacked.
For the next one, go ahead and give me just this is a big one. I got it. This could solidify me. Go ahead and give me the burrito supreme for the next one. I needed a burrito in there.
Give me the cinnamon twists. And then
yo, our life is so dumb. Like, think about how hard we're like scouting this out. Like Mikey's just like, give me the cinnamon twist. He's got kids running around upstairs.
Hey, he's about to be a contestant on Mr. Beast.
Then I'll take the quesarito
to the D-man.
This is going to be the game changer right here. The Taco Bell sauces, a little medium, Diablo, and hot sauce. for the win. Bang.
That's the okay.
That's crazy.
All right.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to take napkins with my final pick. Give me Taco
I'm telling
Bell
you
napkin.
Right now. You think you laugh right now?
All
but
right,
I'm
all
telling
right,
you,
all right.
You try to have Taco Bell without the hot sauce. It is a different experience.
I mean, I thought that sauces would just naturally come. I mean, what? Crazy. That's not a menu.
Hey, you know what?
Not a menu
item. He gave me Baja. I'll all give right, it to him. Right. Yeah, I'll give it to him.
All right.
Did anybody take the nacho cheese taco, the Dorito?
Yes. Yeah,
I took the Dorito.
Joe took Dorito.
Dorito Locos Taco Supreme.
Yeah, damn man, that is. I thought I got it. Okay, I'm gonna give me the grilled cheese stuffed burrito. The grilled cheese burrito's been a hit. It's good. I would have loved the Dorito taco there, but let's see what we got.
All right, I took cheesy gordita crunch, Mexican pizza, double decker taco supreme, cinnamon twist, quesarito. Joe's got crunch wrap supreme, Doritos Locos Tacos, nacho fries, burrito supreme, sauces. Bob's got the chalupa, nachos bel grande, quesadilla, the Baja Blast, and the stuffed burrito.
Grilled cheese stuffed burrito. I to be honest, I thought the D-man was wiping it out. The five spot may be hard. The five spot may put it in
sauces
jeopardy.
Anybody who is a Taco Bell connoisseur
to
knows
make your
the
case,
sauces.
Make
the
your
sauces,
case.
They change the game. You know what it's like, Bob? It's like if you go to Chick-fil-A and you don't get Chick-fil-A sauce,
I don't think you could compare that.
Yeah,
though,
I would.
Dave.
I can't. If I have a taco without the hot sauce, it's just missing something.
I just think that like if you hadn't picked sauces and you threw another item in
there,
blown it out.
By the way, still may win.
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah,
may win.
I mean the Crunchwrap Supreme and the cheesy gordita crunch. I don't know. I feel like the cheesy gordita crunch is on the same level of
crunch is it's to me it's the stone cold lock for number two. The Crunchwrap Supreme is just absolutely goated.
I haven't
there.
Had Taco Bell in a minute, man.
Yo, what did you just do, Pete? Did you just lick your finger and then wipe your forehead?
I did. All right. I got like a little schmuckum here or something.
Oh, okay. That's
a what? What?
A schmuckum.
Well,
I don't know, something in there.
Okay.
Mohawk.
All right, look, Tuesday is the best day of the year. Thank you all for the support day in, day out. If you could please take the time, I just got a cameo alarm. If you could take the time to like, comment, and subscribe, we love you. We appreciate you. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next time.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.